I'm Jeremy Loeb with BPR News. You're about to hear an interview with Joe Sam Queen. He's a Democratic former state representative of Waynesville who just barely lost his seat last year, the closest race in the state House to Bryson City Republican Mike Clampett in the race for North Carolina House 119. That's a district that spans parts of Jackson, Swain, and Haywood counties. Queen has announced he's jumping back in the ring for 2018, and I asked him why.
It's very important to have solid leadership in North Carolina. North Carolina is stymied right now. We're without vision. I mean, we're just not going forward. The only thing this Republican legislature has in mind is tax cuts for the wealthy and service cuts and job cuts for everybody else. We need to expand Medicaid. I'm a recovery ally. We need to have mental health services to hard-working, low-wage workers. There's 15,000 in my district. It would create 1,000 jobs in my district that we are just throwing away. We are paying the federal taxes. We're negative to the federal budget. We're doing some of the craziest, irresponsible, just downright dumb things in North Carolina that we've ever done. We need to support our education system from early childhood through our universities. It's what's made us great. So when you cut it, the university's 25%, the university's effectively almost twice that per student, and you continue to undermine public education in K-12. This is not the way forward for a rising middle class. Education, healthcare, jobs are exactly what a rising middle class needs. People want to prosper in North Carolina.
Now, your race was so close. I mean, less than 300 votes separated you and Mike Clampett.
270-some votes. Closest race in the state.
You've had some time to look back, I'm sure, and kind of go over what put them over the top. What do you think happened there?
Well, you know, I was Trump. It's a phenomenon that happened. Hillary Clinton was not the best fit for my district in Western North Carolina, and we lost a top of the ticket, a big wave. It was a much bigger wave than I anticipated, quite frankly. I worked as hard as I ever worked in election, but primarily I wasn't working for myself. I was working for Governor Cooper because that was the absolute essential if we were going to move North Carolina forward. We had to move the legislature, but the legislature, I'm just one of 120 down there. We had to have leadership at the top, which we had been just grossly inadequate leadership from the previous governor. So I would do it again. I mean, I put my priorities in that election where I thought they would be, and I just came up a little shy, and that's unfortunate.
I see. Well, President Trump, of course, you know, his approval numbers are down, but it doesn't seem that his core supporters are leaving him just yet. So do you think that the dynamics have changed to make it more favorable?
Well, I do. I have a good crossover vote. If you look at my record, I get a lot of Trump voters and a lot of Republican voters in every election. I always have. And what I will say is there is a good reason for Trump voters to be angry, disappointed, frustrated. They just don't know who to be angry, disappointed, and frustrated with. They don't realize why healthcare is not working. It's obstruction. You know, healthcare can work in America. And I can tell you, we have great records of showing it to work. We just need to apply it to the general public and start working together rather than just being against something for purely partisan gain and ploy. Healthcare is very important. The people want us to work together. And expanding Medicaid in North Carolina, it would be one of the strongest things we could do for our economy and to help the citizens that need the help the most, hard work and low wage. And let's work on those wages. Let's have a rising wage strategy in North Carolina rather than trying to cut the wages and compete with China on low wage. Let's compete with China on high quality workforce. That's good education, investment in infrastructure. One of the single things that would help Western North Carolina, and really all of North Carolina more than anything, is universal high-speed internet. It's a priority of mine. I will work for it. This legislature and this last governor did nothing to do it. I am working hard with Roy Cooper. I'll work hard with a new legislature to move that. There is no reason we don't have high-speed internet everywhere, just like we have potable water, clean water everywhere. That's the infrastructure of the 21st century that's being neglected for special interest, not for the public good and the common good and the general welfare. We need universal broadband, and then jobs will follow. We need the health care, jobs will follow. We need to stay the course to get back on track with education. And North Carolina will move forward and move forward strongly. We're a great state, and we're ready to move forward. We need some legislative leadership because that's where our problem is.
Now, this will be the fourth time that you've run against Mike Clampett. You beat him the first two times, and he won the last election.
That's correct. Looks like the fourth time.
Fourth time. So this is an opponent that you know well. What do you think of the job that he's done with his time in the legislature?
Well, not much. I mean, he sort of pulled the party line, been part of the problem, not part of the solution. And you can just check his record on education, on health care, on jobs. It's not there. Now, I've supported a lot of things that we have in common. I mean, I'm a son of the American Revolution. He's sort of a very strong Civil War advocate. We both believe in preserving and commemorating our history. We want to learn from history. I'm good for that. You know, we're both supporters of the Second Amendment. I may have a little more sense that, you know, I don't want concealed carry with the mentally ill than he may, but otherwise, I think we support the Second Amendment. I certainly do. He does. The current group, they just have no vision at all except trickle-down. And all we know for sure is trickle-down doesn't work. You've got to invest in your citizens to move your state forward. Your citizens are what move your state. And when you cut their education, cut their health care, whenever we lose $2.5 billion, now Clampett's been there for losing $2.5 billion. There's never been a wasteful legislature like this Republican supermajority we have. They've wasted $10 billion and more of federal taxes we paid, denying them to come to North Carolina to serve our citizens. And when you do that, every $1 million creates 10 good jobs. And every 10 good jobs you create a follow-on 10 more. It's 20 jobs per million. You multiply that out by $10 billion. And Clampett's good for $2.5 billion of that and part of the problem for the whole thing, certainly not part of the solution. And you either lose them or you gain them. We're losing them and not gaining them. So it's the spread, and it's not one penny more. We're already paying our federal taxes. We have lots of good examples of how incredibly wrong-headed, mean-spirited this is. So I'm eager to get back and put North Carolina back on a common-sense course for the average working fella, and let's let special interests flourish, but let's don't give them privilege over the rest of them.
What's been the response since you decided and announced that?
I've had wonderful feedback and response. I listened a long time, Jeremy. I didn't just jump back in this. In years past, I started the Wednesday after election day for the next election. This one I listened. I wanted to hear. When you lose an election, you need to listen. You're not hearing something you need to hear. And again, as I say, there's plenty of reason to be frustrated. Let's get back on track. Let's start working together. And let's move North Carolina forward. We can't do it with the strategies we have. I can tell you this. The Republican legislature delivers to special interests. They have no plan for expanding broadband because they're in the pocket of Time Warner and Charter and AT&T on that issue. We need universal broadband. They're in the pocket of Duke Energy. We need lower cost, greener, sustainable energy in North Carolina. North Carolina's energy policy needs to be stronger. We need to move in the innovative fields of battery and electric cars and self-sufficient transportation system, much more innovative than what we currently do. We underfund our roads and we do nothing about the real future of transportation in North Carolina. And, you know, on the environment, we live in the most beautiful place in the world, and we need to steward it for our children and our grandchildren. So I will be all over stopping fracking never beginning. It's now possible and legal, but the market has held it back, so it hasn't gone anywhere. We have a governor who is checking the regulations so they cross their T's and dot their I's, so there's nobody pushing it over on the public. But we need to stop it before it begins and continue our generation. The greatest generation cleaned up the streams of Western North Carolina. They weren't good trout streams 20 years ago. Now we have a $200 million annual trout industry in Western North Carolina, going on 300. I mean, we're as strong as sport fishing is on the coast with local fishing. I mean, the locals love it. Our visitors love it. We all benefit from clean water, and we want to protect that. And I think everybody that has any sense at all knows you don't throw away your environmental assets for corporate profits. That's just not a good trade. That's not a good trade.